From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to open 2023 Komodo Multilateral Naval Exercise in Makassar Strait. Indonesia-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement completion is one of President Joko Widodo's priorities. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is scheduled to open the 2023 Komodo Multilateral Naval Exercise held in the Makassar Strait on June 5. Makassar Navy Base 6 Commander Brigadier General Amir Kasman said on Sunday that the exercise is a non-war exercise that prioritizes maritime cooperation in the region, disaster mitigation, and humanitarian operations. The drill is aimed to strengthen cooperation between the Indonesian Navy and friendly countries. The completion of Indonesia and Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiations is one of Indonesian President Joko Widodo's priorities. This was stated by the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto. According to a press release issued by the Coordinating Ministry for the Economic Affairs on Saturday, he made the statement in a bilateral meeting with Canadian International Trade, Export Promotion, Small Business and Economic Development Minister Mary Ng in Detroit, the United States. The last national news comes from Indonesian Ambassador to the United States, Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, who said the discussion on critical minerals is important for Indonesia since it has the world's largest reserves of nickel that can be used for electric vehicle batteries. He stated in a statement received on Sunday, Indonesia can become a strategic partner of the United States in developing the electric vehicle ecosystem. The United States Energy Act of 2020 describes critical minerals as minerals, elements, substances, or materials designated as critical by the Department of the Interior and the United States Geological Survey. Now we move to the international news. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan extended his 2 decades in power in elections on Sunday, winning a mandate to pursue increasingly authoritarian policies which have polarized Turkey and strengthened its position as a regional military power. Official results showed his challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu won 47.9% of the votes to Erdogan's 52.1%. Next, we have United States President Joe Biden and Republican leader McCarthy said on Sunday that a final bipartisan deal to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and avoid a cataclysmic default now heads to Congress, which will need to pass the agreement before the government starts running out of money. Prime Minister of India Narendra Modi inaugurated India's new parliament building on Sunday, a modern complex which is part of his Hindu nationalist government's grand plan to give a makeover to the British colonial era architecture in the nation's capital. The inauguration and the ongoing revamp of the heart of New Delhi, based on Indian culture, traditions and symbols, come a year before parliamentary elections. We end the news with the Malaysian Media Council Bill, which is expected to be tabled in Parliament in March 2024 at the latest. Communications and Digital Minister of Malaysia, Fahmi Fazil, said on Sunday, his ministry was in the final phase of drafting the bill before conducting engagement sessions with media industry players. The bill aims to regulate Malaysia's media industry, draw up a code of conduct and dispute resolution procedure for public complaints against the media, and establish a budget for the council. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Today's commentary entitled Disinformation on Social Media Ahead of the 2024 Elections. The 2024 general elections in Indonesia is in sight. The political dynamics are increasing. Political discourse began to appear everywhere, from the grassroots to the elite. Various parties began to form partisan groups. This is a sign that the political year in Indonesia has begun. Meanwhile, the post-pandemic time shows a trend of increasing internet users in Indonesia. Based on the 2022 Indonesia Internet Profile data published by the Association of Indonesian Internet Service Providers, the internet penetration rate in Indonesia has reached 77.02% in 2022. This figure has increased by almost 13% compared to 2018. This development will almost certainly increase political activities in the digital world, especially in the face of the 2024 general elections. Needless to say, political elites will use social media for their campaign. Chances for hoaxes are also wide open. Referring to the book Journalism, Fake News and Disinformation published by UNESCO in 2018, this information is a deliberate lie and actively informed by the perpetrator. This is a global problem, as it can cover various aspects of information, including climate change, entertainment, and most often, political propaganda. In Indonesia, there are actually several laws against those spreading disinformation. Among them are the election law on prohibitions on campaigning, the ITE law on insults and the spread of hatred against ethnicity, religion, race, and between groups. However, in practice, implementing these regulations is very difficult because hoaxes are generally spread with anonymous accounts, making it very difficult to trace. The most important effort in dealing with this issue is increasing the digital literacy capabilities of the community, namely the ability to receive, process, and verify the truth of an information. This can be achieved through training related to digital literacy involving the government through the Ministry of Communication and Informatics. Apart from that, election organizers, especially the General Election Commission or KPU and the General Election Supervisory Body or Bawaslu, also need to participate by providing channels to correct election-related disinformation and spread counter-narrative on topics that are often used for disinformation. Furthermore, the parties that need to be involved in fighting disinformation are social media platforms themselves. On one hand, social media is a place where disinformation is created and circulated. It is hoped that in facing the political year ahead of the 2024 election, the Indonesian people can be wiser in utilizing the internet, especially social media. Well, listener, that was commentary from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event on May 29, 1953, when Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay, the first persons, reached the summit of Everest. Edmund Hillary, a mountaineer from New Zealand, and Tenzing Norgay, a Sherpa from Nepal, became the first people to reach Mount Everest, the highest peak of the Himalayas. They reached the top of the mountain as high as 8,850 meters on May 29, 1953. When climbing, Edmund Hillary was assisted by 150 professional climbers, plus 750 supporting supplies, along with a guide from the Sherpa tribe named Tenzing Norgay. After being successful, Edmund Hillary focused his attention on improving the living conditions of the people of Nepal, especially the Sherpas. We move to the event about National Elderly Day. National Elderly Day is commemorated every May 29 as a form of concern and appreciation for the elderly. National Elderly Day was officially declared by the second Indonesian president, Suharto, in Semarang, Central Java, on May 26, 1996, to honor the services of Dr. Rajiman Wedyodiningrat, who at his old age presided over the first trial of the investigative body of Indonesian independence preparatory efforts. We end Today in History with the event in 2006 about Lapindo Hot Mud Flood. Sidoarjo Hot Mud Flood East Java, or better known by the public as the Lapindo Mud, is an event of hot mud spewing at the PT Lapindo Brantas Inc. drilling site in Balongnongo Hamlet, Renokonongo Village, and Jatirejo Village, Porong District, Sidoarjo Regency, East Java, since May 29, 2006. The hot mud flow over the years has caused inundation of residential, agricultural, and industrial areas in the three surrounding sub-districts, as well as affecting economic activity in East Java. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Kini punya cinta yang terindah.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia and Luxembourg increased economic and transportation cooperation. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi received a visit from Luxembourg Foreign Minister Jean Asselborn in Jakarta. In a joint press statement with her counterpart from Luxembourg in Jakarta on Thursday, Minister Retno Marsudi said Indonesia and Luxembourg were exploring the possibility of increasing economic, transportation and logistics as well as health cooperation. According to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, there has been a significant increase in Luxembourg investment in Indonesia, namely 732% in the first quarter of 2023, the value of 15% over the last 5 years. In the bilateral meeting, the two foreign ministers also discussed the importance of completing the Indonesia and European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiations as soon as possible. She also welcomed the air service agreement, which will be signed by Luxembourg Foreign Minister Jean Asselborn and Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi. Retno Marsudi emphasized this agreement will encourage connectivity and facilitate business opportunities, especially in the cargo sector. Through this agreement, Luxembourg flag cargo airlines Cargolux will increase the number of flights to Indonesia. According to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, Indonesia is encouraging Luxembourg to utilize Batam as a hub activity center for cargo flights in the ASEAN region. Meanwhile, in the health sector, she welcomes Luxembourg's investment to build a medical refrigerator production facility in Depok, West Java, which has been in operation since October 2022. Minister Retno Marsudi hopes this technology can contribute to improving health facilities, strengthening vaccine production capabilities, and making Indonesia part of the global medical supply chain. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia.
Rasakan ada yang beda. I fall in love with you.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Lake Laukawar in the village of Kuta Gungung, Naman Teran District, Karo Regency, North Sumatra Province. To go to Lake Laukawar, you can reach by motorbike for 3 hours from the city of Medan, the capital city of North Sumatra, with a distance of about 70 kilometers. During the trip to Lake Laukawar, you will see views of Mount Sinabung and the local people's vegetable plantations at the foot of the mountain. Arriving at Lake Laukawar, you will immediately feel the cool air because this lake is located right at the foot of Mount Sinabung. Lake Laukawar has an area of about 200 hectares. The lake water is greenish because of the many green hills around the lake. You can also swim here. Around the lake, there are boats that can be rented. You can go around the lake while enjoying its beauty by boat. If you have a hobby of fishing, you can also rent a local resident's raft to be able to fish in the middle of the lake. On the edge of the lake, there is a pavilion that you can rent to relax. The camping ground area is located on the other side of Lake Laukawar with an area of 3 hectares. Laukawar Lake area is often used as a camping site for climbers who want to climb Mount Sinabung. Lake Laukawar is one of the entrances to the top of Mount Sinabung. From the lake to the summit of Mount Sinabung, it takes about 4 hours depending on the stamina of the climbers. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya. ya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita kan harumi Indonesia. Aku berikan semangat terbaikku, cintaku untukmu negeriku. Masa depan yang indah bersamamu, tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Persiapan Perjalanan, which means trip preparation. So, stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Sejumlah Paket, which means a number of packages. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and an expedition company staff on the phone. The staff informs about a number of packages for Chris. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya Mira dari Indonesia Express. Ada sejumlah paket untuk Bapak.
Oh ya? Kapan akan dikirim?
Paling lambat, sore ini paket akan kami kirim ke alamat Bapak.
A After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Ada, ada, which means there is. Sejumlah paket, which means a number of packages. Bapak, bapak, which means sir. Ada sejumlah paket untuk bapak. Ada sejumlah paket untuk bapak, which means there is a number packages for you, sir. Kapan, kapan, which means when. Akan dikirim, which means will be sent. Paling lambat, which means at least. Sore ini, which means this afternoon. Alamat, alamat, which means address. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, ada sejumlah paket untuk bapak. Ada sejumlah paket untuk bapak, which means there is a number of packages for you, sir. In the sentence, there is an expression, sejumlah paket, which means a number of packages. The word sejumlah, sejumlah, which means a number, is used to state uncertain quantity. Now let's listen to the other examples that state uncertain quantity. Dalam paket itu ada sejumlah uang. Dalam paket itu ada sejumlah uang, which means there is an amount of money in that package. Saya membeli sejumlah alat vlog. Saya membeli sejumlah alat vlog, which means I buy a number of vlog tools. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Saya Mira dari Indonesia Express. Ada sejumlah paket untuk Bapak.
Oh ya? Kapan akan dikirim?
Paling lambat, sore ini paket akan kami kirim ke alamat Bapak.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
In a lifetime, I'm so tired of frowning. You're no healer, and you think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. I'm never gonna be what you want anymore. Dragging me down. Maybe.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Komang by Pandika Kamajaya Keroncong. The very popular song Komang was composed by Komika and Raim Laude that was released on August 17, 2022. The song is able to attract people's attention and has been watched more than 120 million times on social media platforms. Komang is the sixth song of Raim Laude that tells about longing and admiration for his lover named Komang. His lover has always accompanied Raim Laude's career from the bottom. Now, Komang has become his wife. Well, listener, here is Pandika Kamajaya Keroncong with the song Komang. Happy listening!
Cerita tentang kita, terpisah jarak dan waktu. Ingin kuungkapkan rindu lewat kata indah. Tak cukup untuk dirimu, sebab kau terlalu
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Of Indonesia.
Melatih maafkan nafsu lagi
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.